Get ready for EPP 117 of Real Ghost Stories Online. In this week's episode, did evidence of an urban legend prove itself to be true to young girls late one night? The excitement of a new home for a young family turns to terror as the dead reveal themselves to be the real owners of the property. And a terrifying experience as a woman loses her sight in the middle of a paranormal encounter.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. This is the preview episode for EPP 117 of Real Ghost Stories Online, packed with some very, very spooky stories this week. Carol and myself go through them, and you're not going to want to miss it. Again, this is a great month of stories that we've been getting, because obviously we're into the Halloween season, so some really awesome ones have come down the pike, and this week's EPP is no different. Imagine losing your sight when you're having a paranormal encounter. Makes it that much more troubling. That's one of the stories. A new home that a young family gets into, strange things happen, and only in adulthood, when they go back and discuss it with their parents, does the writer of the story get a full grasp of the magnitude of what was happening in the home that they grew up in. It's a really interesting story. Carol and myself, like I say, we talk about these, and then Carol even goes into some of her personal stories about the haunted house that she grew up in as well in this week's EPP bonus episode. The preview that you're going to get here today is about an urban legend that basically proved itself to have some legitimacy to it. Quite a bit of legitimacy, actually. Terrifying experience. Let's jump into that letter. It says, "Hello again, guys. I have another story I'd like to share with you and your listeners. It's two stories, but they have to do with the same haunted street in my hometown. The first incident happened when I was only 11 years old. My mom, sister, and I had gone out with cousins on a family outing for the day. They brought us to a park for some ice cream and the night with Chuck E. Cheese. We all had a great day. But by the time we were heading home, it was dark. On the way home, my oldest cousin, who was driving the van, decided to tell us all a ghost story. It was close to Halloween, so she felt it fit the situation. This is how it went. One night, a young girl was walking home from a school dance by herself. She had a date to start with, but found out he was with her best friend. Emotional and confused, she made her way home. She came to the usual street she'd walked down when she got out of school. Cross Street. It was dark, but not thinking about anything except that she had just gone through, she started heading down this dark, winding road. The street had a thick forest on both sides and minimal street lamps. Lost in her day, she didn't realize the sound of someone driving up behind her. Suddenly, she was struck. The man driving the van had hit her from behind, without hesitation, jumped out of the van and threw her in the back. He drove up the street a ways until he came to a service path that led straight into the woods. There he took her limp, half-awake body from the van and walked further in. She came to and tried to fight him off best she could. Though her efforts were strong, they were futile. This sad, deranged man had his way with her. When he was finished, he went back to the van to grab a knife to finish off the job. He couldn't have her telling on him. Again, she fought with all her might. After the trauma she had already endured, she had little fight left in her, and she was stabbed. The man stabbed her repeatedly in the stomach, chest, and sides, her beautiful gown now saturated with her warm blood. Her breath faded as her life slipped away. Her arms fell by her side, and this was her end. The man dragged her limp body behind a big oak tree and buried her along with a murder weapon, her body never to be recovered, the man never to be found. Back to my story now. My cousin decided to tell us youngsters this story on her way home. Her house happened to be close to Cross Street, where this young lady was allegedly killed. Without any of us knowing it, she turned down the street mid-story and proceeded with the rest of the legend. As it said that if you drive down the street at night, come to a complete stop, turn off your lights for 30 seconds to a minute, then turn them back on, she'll be standing in front of your car, blood-soaked gown and all. She ended by saying that we were on the street as a van came to a stop and the lights went out. All my younger cousins were very scared now. My mom wanted us to press on. My oldest cousin giggled after 30 seconds and said, "See, nothing to worry about, it's just a story," as the lights came back on. I froze, though, as did everyone else in the van. She could tell by our faces that there was something not right. She spun around and we all stared. There in the street lamp ahead was a young girl, long black hair and a long gown, and covered in what looked like to be blood. My mom started to scream at my cousin to go, and without hesitation, the van sped off. The only problem was, we had to drive by her, and she was in the middle of the road. This whole time this was happening, I was watching a girl in amazement and thinking to myself, how can this be happening? I thought it was a story. I felt like she was looking directly at me as we drove past her. I watched through the side windows of the van and I could see her still lifeless eyes staring right back at mine. I turned completely around and watched her fade away into the darkness. The whole time, her gaze never breaking from mine.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
So there you go, a little bit of evidence there. A lot of evidence that maybe there's something to that story. And the rest of the story recounts, as our writer gets older, going and trying to recreate that with friends as a mischievous teenager. Did they have any luck? You bet they did. You want to hear that account? Become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com, or sign up to be an EPP through Patreon. The link is there as well at ghostpodcast.com. When you sign up to be an EPP, you get advanced episodes of the show. As we make them, we post them, including our Halloween episode. It's up there now for advanced download, as well as every single EPP bonus episode that we create, brand new ones every single week. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month. Support our program. Help keep us on the air. And enjoy all of the bonus content at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out ghostpodcast.com.